This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Controversial independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed a worm got into my brain and ate a portion of it before dying, RadarOnline.com has learned. Kennedy revealed in a 2012 deposition related to his divorce that brain scans revealed a dark spot that was initially believed to be a tumor before a second opinion suggested it was actually a dead parasite. On Wednesday, The New York Times' Suzanne Craig reported Kennedy consulted several top neurologists in 2010 after he began experiencing memory loss and mental fogginess. Kennedy was concerned by his symptoms given his late uncle, Ted Kennedy, died of a brain cancer in 2009. After meeting with doctors, Kennedy underwent a brain scan. Several physicians, many of whom either treated or spoke with his late uncle, noticed an unusual dark spot in Kennedy's scans, which they believed was a tumor. Kennedy was scheduled to undergo an operation at Duke University Medical Center by the same doctor who operated on his uncle. However, while preparing for the trip, he was contacted by another doctor at New York Presbyterian Hospital who had a far more bizarre explanation for the dark spot. The doctor believed that the abnormality seen on his scans was caused by a worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died, Kennedy explained in his 2012 divorce deposition. Around the same time that he learned of the possible parasite in his brain, Kennedy was also diagnosed with mercury poisoning, which was likely contracted from eating too much fish containing high levels of mercury. "I have cognitive problems, clearly," Kennedy said at the time. "I have short-term memory loss, and I have longer-term memory loss that affects me." Kennedy told the outlet that he's since recovered from his cognitive issues and the parasite required no additional treatment. When his campaign was asked whether his health issues would impede his ability to act as president, campaign spokesperson Stephanie Speer scoffed at the notion. "That is a hilarious suggestion, given the competition." While Kennedy has presented himself as physically fit, he has a history of serious health concerns in addition to the alleged parasite. The independent candidate has battled atrial fibrillation for decades. Atrial fibrillation is a common heartbeat abnormality that increases the risk of stroke or heart failure. Kennedy has been hospitalized on at least four occasions related to the condition, though he told the outlet in 2023 that he believed the condition disappeared as he claimed he hadn't experienced an episode in over a decade.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.